The group of five will convene in the northeastern Brazilian city of Fortaleza. Internal cooperation and sustainable development are likely to top the agenda of the two-day summit, says Harold Trincunas of the Brookings Institution.
We should expect to see the announcement of a major new multilateral development bank in which the five member states will each contribute a certain amount of capital, up to $100 billion total over a number of years. There's also some discussion of setting up a contingent reserve authority, which sort of would be an alternative to the IMF.
Discussions to create a lending institution similar to the World Bank started in New Delhi 2 years ago, but the Indian government says nothing is set in stone yet. Sujata Mehta is with the country's foreign ministry.
We are still at the stage when we are negotiating it, so I wouldn't want to speculate on what roadmap there will be for utilizing it.
Ross Anthony of the Center for Chinese Studies at South Africa's Stellenbosch University says establishing the bank would help the BRICS countries achieve tangible economic benefits.
Without a bank, without something material that backs up the rhetoric of these five economies grouping together, BRICS will remain more of a talking club than something more substantial.
However, setting up a bank of that size and reach is not likely to yield immediate results.
Most of the other successful multilateral development banks that we know of, such as the World Bank, really took many years, decades even, to really become fully operational and consolidated and establish a global reputation as lenders.
There is also concern about economic growth slowing in most of the BRICS countries. But Trincunas says most of the member nations have large foreign currency reserves and are not expected to enter a major crisis anytime soon. Meanwhile, some critics say that as important as economic development issues are, international affairs topics should also be discussed. Russia's recent annexation of Crimea is one example. While the United States and its European allies heavily criticized Russia, reaction from the BRICS countries was almost non-existent. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.